Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm hoping this is just a one-year thing. I know more and more teams have gone to that, of keeping their training camp at home. I was a fan of St. Vincent. I loved the way we did it. I did it that way all of my years in Tampa and Indianapolis because I wanted the fans to be able to touch the players. I wanted the players to be able to feel their fans and their community. I think we're going to miss something when that's taken away. So I'm praying that it's just a one-year deal that we have to do it because we need to keep that communication going.
Tony Dungy on the morning show today. Pony and Muller presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Did either one of you guys growing up do that? Would you go to Steelers training camp to get autographs and just watch practice? Was that something that was a part of Chris Muller or Craig Riley's baptism into Steelers fandom where you would go do those things ritually?
This might inform or like explain why so many people that listen to this show and follow me on Twitter hate my guts and assume that I despise Pittsburgh sports teams and only say and write things to anger them. Mm. Not even once. Not even once. It wasn't even a thought in my mind that you go out there and do that. Mm. Like, I can't think of anything that was more off the...
Were you not into memorabilia or autographs as a kid? Cards.
As a kid, I kind of was, but I think my dad would have been like, wait, I'm not driving an hour and 10 minutes at least each way to go out to training camp. No, thank you.
Craig?
So I went once, but there's a reason. My neighbor, his mom was an insurance agent, and Hines Ward was one of her clients, so we got to go up on his family passes. So I went, and there's like this incredible picture. I'll have to dig it out of like me with Hines Ward, and there's one with me and Joey Porter, and I'm in like junior high. Oh. And there's giant Joey Porter standing next to like 4'11", 85-pound Craig.
Wait a minute. So because this person did insurance work for Hines Ward, it got him all access at Steelers training camp?
Hines,
the insurance person, was that important to Hines Ward?
Whatever she did, like whether it was home insurance or a car or whatever it was, he just bought something new. He needed to sign papers. They needed to meet up. And he was like, I'm going to give you my family passes. Just come up to training camp. We'll sign them there. You guys can hang out. So there you go.
I don't know. Like we've obviously done it now as show hosts for many years.
Did you like that? Did you like the drive to La Trobe?
No, I never thought there was anything
with Joe, and you're out on that hill and on the picnic table, and you're looking down on the field.
It's always windy. Something always goes wrong. Like a random thunderstorm, inexplicably on an otherwise clear day, suddenly rolls through.
Hey, that happened to me once. We were out there, and I think it was a weekend show. I got stuck doing it. And that came through, and they said, you're going to have to pick up and go into Colony's room and do it.
I had to do that, too.
And that looked like a war zone. His room, it was just a mess, and I felt like I was invading his privacy, and it was just super, super, super awkward. That was also the time Colony told me the fib, because it was at the end of training camp. And Colony had this fib. I caught him leaving with towels the last day of camp. And they were St. Vincent.
Oh, God, here we go.
They were St. Vincent's towels. They weren't Jim's. They were clearly the ones provided by the school. And I said, what, you're just going to take those towels home? And he said, no, what I do is I take them home with me, and then I bring them back at the start of next training camp. And that was. You had to be born, you know, yesterday to believe that Jim would show up every year at training camp with a nice folded up, laundered box of the towels that he had taken the previous year.
Wait, so he took them just to clean them and then made sure that they got back there the next
year? He needed them when he moved his stuff out for some reason. Like the way that he organized all of his personal items in his car, he thought it was essential to use their towels maybe to separate things and make sure maybe things didn't get broken if they were fragile. And so he would take the towels with him when he left, and he claimed that he would bring the towels back the next summer and like give them back to St. Vincent and thank them for allowing him to hold onto their towels for a full year. And I just thought that was such BS. I caught him red-handed. He was taking towels for his own personal use. I used to go to Giants training camp maybe once every year or two with either an uncle or a family member. I did not. And we would get autographs for free. And the practices bored me to death as a kid. But, you know, you get Howard Cross's autograph or Chris Callaway or...
It makes it, oh, my God.
Jason Sehorn.
Worthwhile, then. You know,
Rodney Hampton signs a program, and it just would make my day. So I did that.
Hold on.
Dave Brown was the quarterback from Duke. He was terrible. Yep.
Kent Graham might have been in that era with the Giants.
Absolutely, he was. So I did that, but I'll say this quickly, and then we'll move on to Greg Brown. I respect and appreciate that there's a whole community that lives for training camp. What's going on? Oh, we got something going with Eintracht Frankfurt, baby.
Just got an update. 2-0.
Let's go, Frankfurters. I respect that, like, to that area, it means so much. And that this is a big loss for them. But I can tell you, as a broadcaster, as somebody that had to go up there to cover training camp, it was not anywhere close to my favorite assignment.
So. No, I don't like it as an assignment. But
and I've got stories from the rides back and forth with Cook.
You'd go with him in the same car?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you those stories off the air.
Why?
Great for talk radio, my man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.